The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of FMR.
People of Note on Fine Music Radio is proudly brought to you each week at this time by Peter Turin Productions. You're listening to Fine Music Radio, and this is Rodney Trudgeon welcoming you to this week's edition of People of Note. I'm very pleased to introduce you to my guest today, Wendy Ackerman, who, as you probably know, is one of the founders and honorary life president of Pick and Pay Stores, who have stores all over the country and a very large number of employers as well. But today, much of Wendy's boundless energy is devoted to her family's philanthropic endeavors and her personal work for the underprivileged. Wendy Ackerman, welcome, a warm welcome to Fine Music Radio.
Thank you, Rodney, and thank you for having me.
And must I say, first of all, I must say to congratulate you on your recent award, which is the Mayor's Medal for Philanthropy. Congratulations for that. That's just been awarded, hasn't it?
On Friday, yes.
As recently as that?
Yes.
What does that actually mean? It's a recognition for what you do, is it?
Yes. They gave a long introduction, which I couldn't hear.
Shame, Wendy. But now you've got many, many awards under your belt, and there are so many things that you do. So I'm looking forward to chatting to you, also hearing some of your music choices, and just finding out what makes you so special and what was the underlining impetus to make you such a philanthropic person. But let's start with something we all know well, which is your duet gala, which happens once a year and which benefits our orchestra and opera company hugely. That, you said, was introduced in 2014.
Yes, that's right.
And it's going strong ever since, because I know when the concerts do take place, they're hugely popular.
Yes, once a year we have a gala, 1 year put on by the opera and 1 year by the orchestra. This year was by the opera, and it was sold out. It was very, very lovely concert, I think.
Wendy, have you always had a love of music? You're a huge supporter of opera and the orchestra. And you were just telling us when you came in here how you listened to us, Fine Music Radio. Was your love of music right back
from when you can remember? Born, I think.
When you were born?
I think so. I remember as a small child, I used to pick up songs on the radio, and with hearing them two or three times, I could sing them in tune.
Really? That is quite something. Did you play an instrument when you were young?
I played piano badly, and I enjoyed playing the guitar until my guitar teacher, I kept asking him for more detail, show me this, show me that. And he wasn't properly trained, so he left and went to Spain to learn to play the guitar properly and never came back to me.
And left you in the lurch.
And left me in the lurch.
As a matter of interest, this might be a cheeky question, could you still strum anything on the guitar?
I tried to pick it up a while ago. Unfortunately, I've got a bit of arthritis in my hands and couldn't play clean chords. So.
And then that would apply to the piano as well, wouldn't it?
Yes. Now I watch my great-grandchildren trying to learn the piano. Very painful thing to have to watch.
It's a painful thing to have to listen to very often
well.
But nonetheless, a joy to see it being done.
Yeah.
When you started going to concerts and things, it must have been a very special time for you to realize you were able to sit and enjoy great symphony orchestras and opera companies.
Well, that didn't come until later. But when I was very young, my mother used to take me to concerts. I remember going to a concert in Durban where Lionel Bowman was playing. I was about 8 years old. So I've been going to concerts, most of my life, I should say.
But Wendy, you were born in Cape Town, weren't
yes.
you? Cape Town is your home.
Yes.
Have you ever lived anywhere else in South Africa?
Well, my father, relatively shortly after I was born, the war broke out. My father joined up immediately into the medical corps. And my mother decided to be a camp follower. So we packed up our Cape Town house and followed my father around, landed up for a couple of years in Ladysmith, Natal, and then moved on to Kimberley, where we had to stop because I had to go to school. And we stayed there till the end of the war, and then we came back to Cape Town. And when I got married, Raymond was working in Johannesburg. So I lived in Johannesburg for nearly 12 years.
Would you be prepared to tell us how you met Raymond?
Well, it was really an almost silly story.
They're the best, aren't they?
The day I went up to UCT to register as a student, before I registered, there was a little booth standing on Jammy steps asking for volunteers for night school. And I went and signed up. And not knowing Raymond at all, he was, needless to say, the head of the night school and the principal of the night school. And he took the names from the girl who was collecting them and looked at the names and said, "Oh, there's a Wendy. I like the name. Put her on my night." And he says the only time I was ever polite to him was when I went there the first time and called him Mr. Ackerman.
He obviously did that with lots of love. You were married for a very long time, weren't you?
Nearly 67 years and 3 days.
And the bulk of that has really been the whole situation with Pick and Pay, hasn't it?
The bulk, yes.
Because he bought and opened the very first Pick and Pay store.
There were three stores that he bought. He was in Ackerman's, and his father said, "Go and work in the first team, not the second team." So he went to Greatermans, and Greatermans tried to open supermarkets, and they knew nothing about it. So we went to America to study. We were just married, and I had, needless to say, just had a baby when the trip to America came through. So my son was sent to my mother in Cape Town, mm-hmm. who welcomed him with absolute delight, and we went to study supermarketing in America.
Both you and Raymond together at that time?
Yes.
As newlyweds, almost?
We've been married just a year. And, well, I'm not going to tell you the whole Pick and Pay story, but we studied together. We travelled through America together, looking at supermarkets, particularly in the South, where the population ratio was similar to the population ratio in South Africa, and saw how supermarkets worked, no matter where.
Because at that stage, Wendy, supermarkets in this country were not really established, were they?
There were no supermarkets.
There were no supermarkets. Wendy, now let's have your first piece of music. And I see you've chosen the violinist Pinka Zukerman, clearly a favorite of yours, is that right?
Yes. Well, what happened was we went to Israel for the 80th birthday of the Israeli Symphony Orchestra, and Pinkas was the soloist. And one morning he came into breakfast laughing. I mean, Pinkas, tell us what's happened. He said, "I've just been with the manager of the hotel. He called me down. The lady in the room next door was complaining about the noise."
Oh, you mean of him practicing?
Of him practicing.
Gosh.
So he was practicing the triple concerto, which was going to play that night.
And that's what they played that night?
That's what they played that night.
Okay, so here is a little snatch of the last movement of Beethoven's triple concerto featuring Pinka Zukerman. Thank you. part of that lovely work by Beethoven, the Triple Concerto, part of the last movement there, and Pinchas Zukerman was the violinist on that recording. It was the first choice of my guest on People of Note this week, and that's Wendy Ackerman, who has lovely stories you heard to tell about Pinchas Zukerman. Then you came back to South Africa, Wendy, you and Raymond, ready to take the world by storm with supermarkets. Is that right?
Yes. Well, not. I wasn't working for them. I was at home looking after four children. I mean, no, one child at the time, one. And I'm going back to university because I got married in my second year.
Oh, I see. So you went back to study,
I
to
went
complete
back,
your
yes.
studies.
My eldest son's very well educated. He did English at 6 months old.
Good heavens. With the considerable help of his mother, I was going to say. You were a teacher for a while, weren't you? You taught English.
A friend of mine was attached to the English Academy. They were giving lessons in English in Soweto. The teachers had asked them to help them with their English in Soweto. Mm-hmm. And she asked me to come and teach with them, which I did. And we visited various schools and gave them English lessons, and they heard English spoken properly, really, for the first time. And then it was Shakespeare's quartercentenary, 1964, and the English Academy were holding a special celebration and brought out some Cambridge students to play Shakespeare in the townships. And the lady who was organizing it unfortunately got extremely ill and died, and it was left in my lap to organize, to finish. And so I was very caught up in English and running this competition among the schools in Soweto and further north, much further north. I was also going down to Sharpeville, and I landed up in Sharpeville a week before the riots happened.
Oh, my goodness, that terrible expense, yeah. But now, am I right in saying that there's a place, a part of Soweto, which carries your name, Wendyville?
Well, as we took over Pick and Pay, we decided that people were going to be promoted on merit, and people rose to management level. And I said to Raymond, we can't have them living in these matchboxes, as they were called. Our managers have nice houses. Our managers of colour need nice houses. So he said, Wendy, go and build them. He was great at saying, Wendy, go and do this.
And but off you went.
And off I went. And it was extremely difficult. But it wasn't so bad in what was then the Transvaal or Soweto. That was around Johannesburg. I was able to build houses. But in Cape Town, it was impossible because this was a special area. It was, I hate talking about it because apartheid sticks in my throat. Anyway, with a great deal of trouble, it took me 2 years. And eventually, some official said to me, well, I tell you what, we won't sell you the land. We'll rent it to you for a rand a year. But when we need the land, you'll have to move your house. I said, Raymond, what are we going to do? He said, give them the money, do it. And I did it. And then UCT followed us. So there's a little corner of Guguletu where there's some very nice houses built for our managers and the lecturers at UCT from those days. But the Wendyville was one of the projects I did in Soweto.
And it's still very much there, I presume, and you must
be
rather proud of it.
I haven't been back for many years,
no,
but it was
very
exciting when it was
opened.
I
wonder why it was difficult in Cape Town as opposed to Johannesburg.
Well, actually, the laws were that the Western Cape was a coloured preference area, and if you were black, you were a temporary sojourner.
Oh, I see. Actually,
and
I don't
so
think I
you
knew
couldn't
that.
Own a house here. So they were able to rent the land. And then through the Urban Foundation, we got a 99-year leasehold on the land. Mm-hmm. And they came running to me and they said, did you see we can lease? I said, no, hang on. In 2 years, they will change the law. Wait, don't pay for transfer duty twice. Mm-hmm. So
a clever move on your part, Wendy.
I took a chance and it worked. Mm-hmm. And they owned their houses, and there was great celebration.
And that's been very much kind of a tradition of yours, hasn't it, that you've looked after your staff. You're famous for your philanthropy within the company of Pick and Pay.
Yes,
Let's have another piece of music, Wendy. We're going back to Beethoven, I see, because you've chosen that rather beautiful second movement of his fifth piano concerto, The Emperor. Is this something special? Because I know it's extraordinarily beautiful.
When Raymond and I first met, he didn't know much about music. And I slowly introduced him to the music, and this music seemed to catch his imagination.
Here it is, part of the second movement of Beethoven's fifth piano concerto. Part of the second movement of Beethoven's fifth piano concerto, and that was Daniel Barenboim as the soloist there, and it was another choice of my guest on this week's edition of People of Note. I'm talking to Wendy Ackerman, who's just been awarded the Mayor's Medal for Philanthropy here in Cape Town. You've had quite a year, I would say, because clearly you're very, very busy still, Wendy, with your duties, apart from the philanthropy you do, but with your duties at Pick and Pay.
My duties at Pick and Pay are more go in and say hello to everybody and listen to anybody who's got complaints or something and see if I can help anybody. It's purely titular. It's not, obviously, I'm far too old to do any of the things. The best part is that I'm far too old. Christmas is coming. Raymond and I used to share going around to every store in the country and shaking hands with every single member of staff during the Christmas period. And it was absolutely exhausting.
Shame,
and I'm
sure.
So delighted when Christmas comes now and I can stay home.
You mentioned your four children. One of them, I think you said, lived in London. How many of them are in here in South Africa?
All four. And they all live in Cape Town.
Oh, so which was the grandson you said?
No, I said a granddaughter. And she's married and lives in Hove, which is near Brighton.
Okay, and it's her child that's just been born.
Yes.
A great-grandchild.
Yes.
For you that you but haven't met yet.
I haven't, but I've got several great-grandchildren here.
This business of your, I'm intrigued to know where it comes from within you. Like you said just a few minutes ago, how that word apartheid gets stuck in your throat, and you looked quite distressed talking about that. When did you become politically aware? When you were very, very young? Has it always been part of you?
Yes, it always has. My father, who was a medical man, and I used to have intense discussions because he was brought up in the old days when it was the right thing to be anti-black. And I would say, but you're a medical man, you know that there's no difference. We'd have very intense discussions. And he was an extremely intelligent, well-read, well-educated man. And I could not budge him on this.
Really, right until the end?
It really bothered me always.
Mm. Because you, even then, as a very young person, realized the inhumanity of apartheid.
When Raymond and I were young, very young, we both had very, in retrospect, very traumatic anti-Semitism thrown at us. And it made us very aware of prejudice. It made us both very aware of discrimination. I have spent my entire life fighting prejudice and discrimination. And even today, I'm doing my best to talk peace, to help people to understand people are different and it doesn't matter, it doesn't change them.
Mm-hmm.
And our Constitution gives freedom of speech and freedom of religion to everyone. And yet there is such a feeling of hate. It really, really keeps me awake at night.
I can imagine, Wendy. And also, you've been around for a long time, but we are living in very troubled times, aren't we?
Extremely troubled times. I must say, we are living in very troubled times. But if I go back on my life, I think there's hardly a time in my whole life when there wasn't a major war. You know, first there was a Second World War, there was a Vietnam War, there was a Korean War, and you can go on and on and on.
That is true.
I mean, and people survive. And as horrible as it all is, people survive. I don't know, there is something innate in humanity,
mm-hmm.
that will to live,
yes.
in spite of.
Yes. But not that often to share. And
no,
to understand,
no,
and
that,
to not that discriminate.
That is very prevalent.
Yeah, that causes all the problems, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Therefore, someone like you, who's done so much, is rather special, may I say to you, here in our studio, because you have been unbelievably generous to a number of organizations and to a number of young people. For example, I think you've also sent musicians over to study and given them bursaries or sponsored them.
Oh, yes.
Like our own Abigail Bushakovitz, for example.
Yes.
Whom I remember very well you supporting when she won our competition, the Fine Music
That's
Radio
right.
and Pick and Pay Bursary Awards.
And Sidwell Hartman.
And Sidwell Hartman,
and
yes.
Sidwell. And I can go on forever.
But there are lots of people. But you must feel proud because look at Abigail, for example. She's done
Abigail.
So well.
And the other one is John Tsepe.
Yes, John and Seppi.
He's got his PhD. I mean,
has he got his PhD?
He got his PhD, a little man from a township outside Vereeniging.
Mm.
He's in Vienna with a PhD teaching in colleges.
Good gracious. But it's a good feeling, isn't it, Wendy? It's good when you feel you do good to others.
Well, I feel I haven't lived quite in vain.
Of course not, no. We're going to take another piece of music now, Wendy. Oh, this is your guitar love coming up. You've chosen Giuliani's Guitar Concerto.
Yes.
Because you love the guitar, clearly.
I love the guitar, and it was lovely music, uplifting music, and I love uplifting music. I'm usually a positive person, and I don't usually get blue moods, but occasionally, when you're down, I play some music that lifts me. And this is one of the pieces that changes how you feel, makes the sun shine brighter.
That music, according to Wendy Ackman, brings a little sunshine into her life, and I think into ours too, the third movement of the Guitar Concerto No. 1 by Giuliani. And Wendy Ackman is my guest this week on People of Note, celebrating a number of things. For example, she's just been awarded the Mayor's Medal for Philanthropy here in Cape Town, and also just all the things you've done, especially for music. You've been on the board of the orchestra, for example, for a long time, haven't you, Wendy?
A long time, yes.
And also help them financially in all sorts of things.
Yes.
Do you still manage to get to the concerts?
This last series I haven't been able to, unfortunately. I haven't been terribly well, but normally I go to every concert.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, Wendy, I mean, clearly you're a very busy woman and have been through your life. And now you're the honorary life president of Pick n Pay. But what do you do to relax? You obviously listen to music. Music is a great source of inspiration, relaxation, and also inspiration for you, as I said, inspiration. But I know, because I've been lucky enough to see it, you've got the most beautiful garden. Is gardening something that you adore?
Absolutely love it. It started when my father loved to garden. And then it was, Wendy, part plant the dahlias for me. Wendy, help me prune the roses. That's where it started. And Raymond picked it up. Wendy, open an HR department. Wendy, start a textile department. I never said no. I never said I can't. I just did it. But I really enjoyed gardening. And over the years, it doesn't take long to build a beautiful garden. It's only taken me 50 years to get mine to where it is.
I was going to say, it might not take long to begin, but to keep it going and so beautifully manicured as yours is.
I opened it to the public to raise funds for one of my projects, Lenala Tandu, which is a sheltered employment for autistic people in Khayelitsha. And I just opened it for the morning, and it was very successful.
Did that project come into being?
Oh, it came into being 3 years ago, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a new one for there. But
a beautiful garden is a wonderfully peaceful. I can imagine you sitting in your garden listening to music. But then I also discovered, I think by accident, because I have a friend who does this, that you also keep bees.
Yes. Well, you can't have a beautiful garden without bees. And bees are very, very essential to the environment. So I started with one beehive. Now I've got five, and we have really delicious honey.
Where do people buy your honey? At Pick and Pay?
No.
Okay.
No, they wait for me to give them a gift.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, I did sell some for the Nala Tandu, but in fact, I'm sorry. I was going to bring you a bottle today.
Oh, Wendy.
I will. I'll send you one. Well,
we'll have to pause so you can go and get the bottle and then come back. Everyone says if something happened to the bee population, the world would go wonky.
Yes, absolutely.
They are remarkable creatures. As I said, a friend of mine, he has actually a bee farm in Napier. I'm just amazed at what goes on there and how these bees pollinate, how important they are for pollination, which is what you said, you can't have a beautiful garden without pollination.
I make sure that I've got plenty of plants in the garden that the bees love. I was quite overcome recently. The fynbos was in full bloom. One of the fynbos was absolutely looking amazing. I went up to it and I couldn't get near it. It was absolutely covered in bees. Oh, and I was so delighted to see them working so hard. And
have you got hives on your property?
Yes,
at home?
Yes, I have five.
But I presume you have someone to look after them.
Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
It's quite a lot of work doing those things you have to do with the hives and taking out the honey and so on.
My son's father-in-law is the beekeeper.
Right,
and
right.
He comes along regularly to check my bees and
see that everything's
healthy.
Okay. Mm. All right. Wendy, we're going to take another piece of music now, and we change into the sort of world of ballads and things, because you've chosen this lovely piece called It's a Wonderful World with Louis Armstrong singing it. And I think we can safely say no one sings it as wonderfully as Louis Armstrong. Is there a special reason you chose this?
Yes, there is. Raymond and I were going through a really difficult period. I was terribly ill, and while I was so ill in bed, he was fired from his job, which he had been in for 15 years. And it was very difficult. And then everything changed. I had a baby that was absolutely fine. Raymond bought Pick and Pay with a lot of difficulty. We were able to do it. And Louis Armstrong came out with What a Wonderful World, and it kind of became a theme for us, a change in our life.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That is such a beautiful song. And just Louis Armstrong's voice makes it so special, doesn't it, Wendy?
Absolutely, yes.
It's a glorious piece. It's a wonderful world. What a wonderful world, Louis Armstrong there. And it was another choice of my guest here on People of Note on Fine Music Radio this week. I'm talking to Wendy Ackerman, who nowadays is the honorary life president of Pick and Pay after a life in Pick and Pay. You mentioned HR earlier. You mentioned also, Wendy, building houses for your staff.
Yes.
Do you also help them if they have, how can I put it, psychological problems or emotional problems? Do you
We have social workers, of course.
Oh, do you?
Of course. But one of the things that I'm very, very involved with is abuse of women and children. And we started having a lunch for 1,000 women to raise awareness and funds to help women who had been abused one way or another, women and children. When we started, there were 3 shelters around, and now we've got this lovely lady, Tina, who Tina and I have been working together for the last 20 years, and she's managed to get 45, among other things, 45 shelters for women, and lots of training and lots of helping women to get jobs and relearn life again, mm-hmm. and also that they can stand on their own 2 feet. They don't need men around to beat them up.
Gosh, it's a terrible thing in this country at the moment. Wendy, just turning our attention briefly to your children. You've got 4 children, as I said just now. Are they in any way involved with the philanthropy that you do, or are they busy in their own fields?
They each have their own field. They each have their own field. And they're each quite well known in their field.
Oh, they do.
Oh, yes.
Well, I also realized that the duet that we were talking about, the duet gala.
Yes.
You've now handed over to your grandson, is that right?
Yes, he's going to take over the chair. He is taking over the chair right now, and he loves music, and he's making a very good chairman, so I'm very proud of him.
And he's your grandson?
He's my grandson. He's my eldest son's eldest son.
Okay. And obviously based here in Cape Town.
Based here in Cape Town, okay. Yes.
And do they, your children, enjoy music?
They all enjoy music in different ways. Recently, at the beginning of the year, my youngest son had a birthday, and he surprised us all because he has a new hobby. He's a DJ. And the other night, his daughter had a whole lot of young women over for a bachelorette party. And they said, his daughter said, Dad, come and play for us. And he went down his whole setup there, and he DJed for these young girls. He had great fun.
Wendy, what is your take? What sort of music? I think you implied earlier that you also like jazz.
I appreciate really good, like Wynton Marsalis, someone who's works both ways. Someone who has a beautiful voice, as I mentioned once a long time ago, what I don't like is when the drummer just gets going and becomes indulgent. That I can't cope with.
And your love of classical music is broad, isn't it? It's not restricted just to Baroque or Romantic or whatever. It's very broad.
However, I must admit that I was at a Salzburg music festival and John Nazeppi was with me and we went to a modern concert. And the two of us sat in St. Peter's Church and it crashed and it banged and it made funny noises. And John and I sat there for half an hour and then we looked at each other and I said... And he said, yes. We nodded our heads and we got up and we walked out. We couldn't. And we sat outside the lovely terrace and we having a drink. It was interval. And I noticed a lot of people didn't go back into the concert.
It was modern classical music, was it?
I don't know. It was
undefinable. Mm-hmm. I know there's so much beautiful music about, isn't there? One wonders why.
Yes, exactly.
Look, modern composers have a bit of a challenge, don't they? Because they can't keep churning out.
Art as well went through a very, very peculiar stage, but it's coming back now to where more of us can understand what's going on.
Do you collect art as well?
I buy lovely pictures that mean something to me. Mm-hmm. My one daughter's an artist and is also getting discovered now, and I'm very pleased for her. She went back to university at an unbelievable age and got her master's. I was so impressed.
Really good for her. Gosh, you've got a hard-working family.
Yes, we have.
And you have been busy as a family, haven't you? Certainly you
all
and your late husband, Raymond.
We've all been very, very busy. My other daughter started to Feed the Nation during COVID. And has fed millions of people. So, and my eldest son is very into conservation, very. He's always going off to major conferences on conservation one way or the other.
But you're involved in conservation as
absolutely.
Well. You're recognized very much so in the world of conservation.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's yet another finger in the pie, so to speak, string to your bow, to use a musical phrase.
I think I'm just very curious, nosy, you know, get involved with everything.
Well, I think the conservation thing and also the gender-based violence are two things which are terribly important, apart from all the other philanthropic work you do.
Yes.
So when do we have to leave it there? As always, time catches up on the radio. And once again, congratulations on your recent award, the Mayor's Medal for Philanthropy. If anyone deserves it, it's you, Wendy Ackerman. And you've asked us to play out with some Mozart, Cherubino's aria, is that right?
Lovely, lovely. Thank you.
Are you a fan? I'm sure you are, of Mozart.
Absolutely. I was listening yesterday to Papageno introducing himself.
Yes, with the whistles.
It was lovely.
Wendy, thank you for your time, because I know you're busy. Thank you for your time, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Rodney. It's been very pleasant.
FMR 101.3